community they relate to more right now.
The time is 3:57 p.m., November 20th, 2013. We will shortly begin the Joint Atlas II Oversight Committee. What is it? ICANN 48, Buenos Aires. Thank you.
Okay, let's have the recording on, please. Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is the Joint Atlas At-Large Summit 2 Organizing Committee, Capacity Building Working Group, Academy Working Group, and Regional Secretariat Meeting. We are now, it's 12 minutes past the hour, so we do have to move forward. I don't think I've got electricity at the moment on my machine. Okay, well, someone sorts out the electrics. Welcome, everybody. So the aim of this meeting really is to do some stock-taking as to where we are going now in each one of the sub-working groups of the At-Large Summit Working Group. I've got Eduardo, who's here as well. We're going to work together to try and schedule what's going to take place next. I guess that we can probably take the first thing is to have a look at the main schedule and see where we can go. I hope that staff is paying attention. So if we can have the main schedule on the...
The main schedule, yes.
Yeah. That would be great. My machine is not doing well. And so we'll be able to look through first the schedule, and we've got several parts to this meeting. You've got the initial event scheduling, so I guess that we're going to find out from the events team whether there's been any progress and what the main frame of the events are. Then we're going to have the agenda. And I guess that the agenda and the events are slightly different. They're not exactly the same thing. The events are probably what's going on around the daytime activities, and the agenda is really about the actual work that will be performed, and probably also even looking at the agenda leading up to the summit. And then we've got the RALO planning for General Assemblies. It takes us directly into this part of the discussion. Hopefully we'll have a bit of time for next steps. I have a hard stop at 1700 hours, so if we can't finish in time, then Eduardo will take over afterwards. I think you're looking at the wrong event. Yes. I apologize to those people listening remotely, but the network is very slow at the moment. I'm not on the screen either. I'm not on the Adobe Connect either. Maybe, Eduardo, since you have it in front of you, perhaps could you just let us know? I do understand there has been some slippage, but where are we now, where should we be, and how maybe we can move forward?
This is Eduardo for the record. Supposedly, we have supposedly in the previous timeline, we should have some kind of event framework by the end of this meeting, meaning the ICANN meeting, at least to know what was, you know, from the very macros way of looking at it, you know, what is going to happen Saturday and Sunday and the rest of the week. Yanni put together a long time ago some kind of skeleton of how this was going to look like, but also it depends also on the type of facilities that we're going to get. Obviously, these have moved because everything related to the survey moved. And basically, you know, the way I see this is that we should have what we should have by the end of this year, what we're supposed to had by the end of this meeting. So I guess we have to do some work during December somehow to get that going. And we should shoot for Singapore or before to have a pretty concise events meeting before we get there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. So the next steps, really, the survey feedback, the analysis of the survey, when are we expecting this to be complete and ready for use? Tijani?
Thank you. Tijani speaking. As I said this morning, the survey had been analyzed by members of the group, but each part of the survey has to be used for the purpose it was done for. There is some parts where is it very very easy because it's figures and we have everything ranked, etc. But there is other parts where you have open questions, so you have as many results as voters. So it is not, we tried, everyone tried to classify them, but it is what it wasn't always easy to classify them. I think that now, since we will start working on the program, on the definition of the themes, etc., we have to take them one by one, and every time we need to make some compilation, we try to do it. But according to the end we want to reach. So I can say that the survey now is almost finished. Everything is the work that has to be done. It is already done now. Now we have to use the result of this survey in the proper way.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So once this is done, will the survey working group send its results to the other working groups, the events working group, or will it publish it and let the events working group pick it up? Is it a push or a pull scenario?
It is on the wiki, and we are all supposed to work on the wiki. So it is a collaborative work.
Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. So next, the events working group is one of the first ones that is deemed to be moving forward when looking at the actual at the timeline. Am I correct, Eduardo?
Yes, that's correct. We're looking at the events.
Si, senor.
Si.
Okay, excellent.
So what we need to find out is when the events group will have, I guess, their first draft, you know, because really the event group is going to translate the results from the survey into something that makes sense, which one of the items will be like capacity building and the other is themes related to the actual ALS summit, right?
Okay, thank you very much, Eduardo. So looking at the Atlas 2 wiki and clicking onto the events, I've noticed two things. First is Tijani Benjamin is leading this, so I guess you're going to continue your work and you've got it cut out. And then I've also noticed an event proposal submitted on the 2nd of May, which was, I gather, quite a while ago. Or is that, that's quite a while ago. And whether this is just a first draft already or whether this is likely to be to change dramatically. Tijani, you have the floor.
So now for the program, for the schedule, if you want, first we have to define the themes that we will treat in the summit, and this is an effort that has to be done by the whole working group, not only the events working group. We have to agree on the four themes that will be discussed in the summit. And when we define them, we have to form groups for each team that will work on this specific theme during the remaining time till the summit. We will work for sure virtually, means teleconferences, We will discuss the subject. We will agree on the references, etc., as we did for Mexico. The summit of Mexico is very helpful because we have already the experience now. So this is the work we have to do. That's why I think that the whole working group has to meet has to have a teleconference very, very soon to decide on this particular point, on the themes, because it is the starting point of everything. And since the themes are defined, we will form the groups, and it is among the whole at large community. We have to make a call for participation in those groups. And when those groups are formed, each group will work aside, and I will be in charge of the events, of the schedule. I will do it according to two things: to the themes defined, and to the room availability that Heidi will provide me with. Thank you.
Yes, Rafid.
Rafatani, for the record. Just a question to Johnny. How many themes are proposed or are being proposed? How many themes?
I think not more than the four, maximum. Because it is also a problem of rooms. Because when you will break down to discuss those themes, you need to have rooms to use.
Okay, thank you. Tijani, with regards to the your description just now, you mentioned we have to get the whole at-large community to decide. Do you mean all 160 ALSs, or do you mean the people that are on all of the ATLAS working groups?
I didn't say the community will decide. I said the community has to participate in the groups. We have to make a call for participation among the whole community, but regarding the themes, it will be the duty of the group, and if the group find that he needs to consult ALAC or any other level of it is the responsibility of the group.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Some people are asking, actually, Ali Amisha was asking whether we could zoom in a little bit on the timeline. I don't know if that's possible. Okay, that's good. So we can see that. That's a lot
Oliver.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
Eduardo.
This is Eduardo. I just want to point out that, Tijani, that there is a list of about 40 people already that sign up to help with this group. So we should call on them to help working on this.
Okay. Anything else on the events?
I think that we have to call everyone from the working group, and even if they are not on the working group, they can join us. We need a lot of people to work. There is a lot of work to do. So already we have people who are on the working group who are willing to work. This is very well. As I told to Eduardo, we need to make, to distribute the tasks so that the work will be shared, well shared. And we have to define the deadlines according to the timeline. And if we need to change it a bit, perhaps we can change it.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking for the transcript. Glenn McKnight.
Just a little bit further below this, at the where it says ICANN Singapore, it says that it's 90% milestones completed. Where do we stand right now in terms of the milestones?
Eduardo?
I haven't updated this, but all the milestones for the survey are done. So now the milestones, like the one at the end of this meeting, is going to move, which is the events. We're supposed to be talking here about the actual events and things that were going to happen, but basically, you know, we're not there yet because we only compile the survey information into something that can be analyzed. So it's going to move. I don't know. That's what we're here for. So see if we can get a specific consensus and a date that we will have something that, you know, like based on the groups that Tijani is talking about. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. So on the event sub-working groups, there is a calendar, or there is an event proposal, Dejani. How cooked is this? In other words, is this relevant or is this not relevant? On the events sub-working group wiki, there is an event proposal which was submitted by you. Is this proposal relevant or irrelevant? In other words,
yes.
Is this the first proposal that the group will already work on, or is this not?
It was the very first proposal, and it didn't take consideration of the survey result, so it is likely to be modified.
Okay, Tijani, it's Olivier speaking. But what I see here is just a framework. It doesn't actually have any subjects or topics. How will the survey change the framework that it has here? Because the survey talks about topics, not about format.
Mm. You are right. It will be according to the number of themes that will be treated, and according to the room availability. This will change the format. What is here? It was done on the basis that we have availability all time, which is not right. And it was based on, I think I chose four groups. So this might change.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Olivier speaking. Now, the deadline that we should have had for the event structure ratified was the mid-December. Eduardo, you articulated this timeline based on how many calls a week, how much work for the working group.
No, this is a timeline that I just put based on my experience on how much it's going to take. So, if we would have had something more materialized during this phase to phase, because that's what we're here for, then I will say that can be. When I say ratified, you know, something that says yes, we like this, but I don't think we're there yet.
Okay, so I would just suggest that first action point is to actually schedule calls and schedule them now. Basically, my suggestion would be to go for weekly calls. I was going to say bi-weekly. In other words, no, two calls a week. But maybe not at the beginning. No, I see quite a few people nodding their heads negatively. So one call a week. Heidi?
Olivia, thank you. This is Heidi. Could you state the AI as you would like it recorded, please?
Thank you, Heidi. So the AI is for staff to schedule a weekly call for the events sub-working group of the Atlas 2. Starting in over 2 weeks, because next week I think most people are fried enough to want to take one week's break out of ICANN, and then we'll. Are you okay with that, Tijani? Because I guess you're the one who's going to be chairing those.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. I think that the first call must be the call of the whole group, because we will agree on the themes. So the first call should be the call for the whole group.
Thank you, Tijani. Olivier speaking. I see a lot of nodding heads around the table. Eduardo?
Eduardo, for the record, it's also, we should try during that call or after that call, decide which group of people are going to work in which theme. So we can, are we going to go in the theme all together? Tijani.
Thank you, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking. Which theme within the events working group? Yeah. I mean, okay,
within the events group.
So sub theme, but that I guess will be the work of the first call of the events working group. But we could actually do it during the main call with everyone on it, so we all know. You okay with this, Tijani?
Sure.
Okay, excellent. So we've got that first call scheduled. And then beyond that, there will be a weekly call of the events working group that will pursue its work. I guess it will have to stop over the holiday break. and restart at beginning of January. And we will, looking at the timeline, it looks like this work will be 1 month late on its proposed schedule. Is that correct?
Most probably. We will know once we start working on it how we have a better feeling of how long it will take. So it sounds reasonable, like a month, especially because the holidays are right there.
Okay, thank you. Tijani Benjamin?
May I propose that the first call of the whole group will address two things. First, the choice of the themes. Second, the final timeline. Establish the final timeline according to the work we will do.
Any comments? Yeah, I see agreement, or I don't see anyone nodding negatively about this. Okay, that's fine. In the meantime, Tijani, is there anything else that you would need your group to have in hand by the time your working group starts work? What do you need from staff? What do you need from your resources, etc.? In other words, if you're a chef, what ingredients do you need to make it happen?
Okay, from the staff, I would like the list of I would like the availability of rooms in London by dates. From our working group, if everyone can think about, can already read the output of the survey and think about the themes that we can propose, so that in our call we will not spend time to search.
Fantastic. Okay. Do we have this noted down? I don't know who takes the notes. Carlos?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, super. Yeah, Raf.
Raf Fatani for the transcript. Is it worth us using this as guidelines? The first atlas didn't come out with any guidelines of how we should proceed now. As we're starting from scratch again now, should we use this as guidelines of how a third one, if a third one comes up, or when a third one comes up, how it should be used? So if these are the action plans that are going to happen now at this sort of timeline, we should use them again instead of reinventing the wheel every time.
Thank you for the question, Raf. I must admit I don't know. I'm going to turn to Eduardo because he knows whether the groups are going to run in serial or in parallel. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of parallel work.
Yes, like in this meeting this morning, there have to be a meeting of the PR group working in parallel to determine, you know, that part of the event. In the meantime, we will do this other group. So we will be having some parallels in the working. I don't know if you have in this charter with this.
Is that something that you can do with staff?
Yes, we coordinate that through staff. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions regarding this? So I have a question.
Yes.
I'm going to ask, and maybe Eduardo can help me on this. I'm a bit confused. I'm often confused today. Initial event scheduling and then initial agenda scheduling. I provided an explanation a little bit earlier on this meeting that the events were the actual day's events, and the agenda is I guess our timeline. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, the way I see it, that's you have the structure. And then within the structure, you have the agenda of what is going to be discussed the whole week. So the agenda is the actual meetings, what is going to happen in each one.
Okay,
I mean,
thank you.
That's the way I interpret this.
So knowing that this is the case then, and looking at the list of working groups that we have, the events working group would also be looking at the agenda itself. It's the second layer. So the events is the frame, effectively. The agenda is the contents. Okay.
So it's getting from macro to very detail.
So looking at what we have then on our timeline, does this mean that if we were to say the work of the events team would need to be finished by January, the end of January for 2014, that's both the frame, so the wrapper, plus the contents of the wrapper that would have to be finalized, done, finished, and ready?
That's the expectation, yes. And at least in a very draft form, so we can have something very more concise when we get into Singapore. I mean, with Singapore, we have to, or before Singapore, we should be ready to go ahead. Especially, I don't know. I remember we had in Durban, we have a meeting with the meeting people. There, that's how far they're organizing these logistics. So the sooner we have the information, the sooner it will be better for the meeting people to help us facilitate what we need.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Eduardo. So looking at our timeline now, I guess the events will slip. The deadline for adding new ALSs is not going to move, so that remains December 2014. Just as a point of clarification, is this the deadline for application of new ALSs or a deadline for acceptance of new ALSs, ratification of new ALSs?
Are you asking me? This is Eduardo. We said that the at one point, I don't remember when we talked about this, but we said we have to make a hard stop as to how, you know, the ALSs that are going to go. So if someone applies in December, it takes 2-3 months for due diligence. So I don't think that will be feasible, especially that the ICANN constituency is asking for the names of the people are going by mid-February. So, you know, if all the ALSs are in December, those are the ones that are going to go.
Okay, thank you, Eduardo. So then the next question, so we keep this, so that's the on the 31st of December, we will have a list of accredited ALSs. These are the ALSs that, and including, sorry, we'll have a list of accredited ALSs that, there's a question with regards to filling the survey, of course, because some will have arrived after the deadline for the survey, so we'll have to work something out with that. But with some flexibility, we'll basically know the list on the 1st of January, and then we can immediately send this over to constituency travel. Or take the month of January to find out who is going to travel to London. So that's an action item for staff to be aware of, that once staff has the list of ALSs going, then the list of travelers needs to be finalized, and you have the month of January to do so. Tijani.
I think it's almost done, because in our survey, we asked the taker of the survey who from your ALS will participate, and they gave the name and the address. So it is almost done. The most important part that is remaining is the new ALSs that we will accredit. And for example, Africa will have at least one or two other ALS to be accredited.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Eduardo?
That's what I have by the end of January. We should have the final list. So, you know, that's the final one. And then that we should send it then to the constituency in travel for...
Okay, and then we have ICANN travel support deadline. Sylvia.
Thank you. I will speak in Spanish, sorry.
Sylvia Helen Leiter speaking about the issue of when the final list will be ready containing the ALSs that will go, and knowing the importance of visa requirements of some countries, regardless of when the list is ready, for those persons who responded and those that have an intention to go. It would be interesting to publish the page where you register for the event, because when you register for the event, automatically you may request an invitation letter. And with that invitation letter, the persons who know that may have more problems to be granted a visa, they may start processing that. Even if we are speaking about January, we will have 4 or 5 months to go. But the sooner we can publish this for people to start registering with this letter of invitation that the same system will create. Of course, you have to request it, but whenever you register, we have a question. Do you need a letter of invitation? So with that, without having any hotel reservation or ticket, they could start and process their visa requirement proceedings.
Olivia, that's a very good point. It's Olivia speaking. And in fact, the registration for the London conference is already open. So another action item for staff is to send a note to all ALSs that are eligible to go, even today, to start registering. I guess they register and click the yes, I need a letter, as soon as I can, we'll actually start processing the registrations, then letters will be sent out. Just as a note, you can also register for the Singapore meeting for those people that know they will go to the Singapore meeting. Garth Bruin.
Thank you, Garth Bruin. This is important. Do we know who is requiring this letter? Is it the British government or is it a local government? Okay.
I have no clue.
Sylvia, do you?
General is the embassy.
Okay.
Eduardo.
I think I have a better idea. You know, we know who is going to go. So why don't we just send all of them an invitation letter and let them, whoever needs it, use it for that. They don't have to register, you know, officially to get this, and we can get it doing. And because they are already registered when they, you know, fill up the survey.
But we don't know the travel list yet, so we'd have to. So Olivia speaking, we'd have to have all of that in January, I guess, and send an invitation. Okay. Heidi, is this something that can be done?
Olivia, thank you. This is Heidi. For the record, I will look into that.
Okay, excellent.
Excuse me, is that an action item?
So action item, it's Olivia speaking. Action item, Heidi, to look into the possibility of ICANN sending an invitation letter to each and every participant in the at-large summit. We can put in brackets, that needs it. And we know that as far as obtaining visas is concerned, this is a usual requirement, so that's fine. Great. So once we have that and we have the list of supported travelers, then we have about a month until it all comes through. Sandra Hofrichter.
I have a question, and I'm sorry if this is a bit out of the scope now, but it was not clear when we were filling out the survey. I'm a member of the ALAC, I'm supported anyway. Is there an additional invitation for our ALS, or am I the representative for the ALS, or can we invite another participants from our ALS? This was not clear for me.
Thank you, Sandra. Heidi?
Thank you, Olivier. This is Heidi for the record. The budget assumes that the ALAC members and the regional leaders, the RALO leaders, will be the representative from their ALS.
Thank you. Tijani.
And Tijani, I asked before that all the ALAC representatives and the regional leadership will be backed by another member of their ALSs to attend the summit, because those people were always deciding on behalf of the at-large community, while this time we want the at-large community to decide itself physically present. So this could be done through the sponsorship that Olivier is looking for, and I hope we will manage to do so.
Thank you very much, Tijani. And there's a question, actually, with regards to additional people being sponsored to come to London. I think it has to be understood that the hotel has limited capacity. And so any additional sponsoring of additional participants would probably need to then look into having to, I guess, use other services to find other hotel capability elsewhere as well, and that might be a limitation. Wolf Ludwig.
Wolf Ludwig for the records. Well, I see and understand the good intention behind Tichani's motion. But last time we had a clear principle, there is one representative per ALS. If the first representative is not available for any reason, then the secondary contact or another delegated and assigned member of this ALS will step in to represent his ALS at the summit. This was a principle I think we had in Mexico City. I remember for the analysis of the recent survey under part 2.8, there were some remarks, recommendations could be made, and there were, I think, 3-4 people saying, well, this is not enough. I think we should have the opportunity to send more representatives. But if you enter into such a case where you can say, well, if we get some additional funded, we may allow, then I promise you, you immediately have a debate of injustice that some may say why they can send two and we can send only one. So you are entering into something I really recommend. Don't do it. There is a nice intention behind your idea, Tichani, but there is an enormous risk, and as far as understood, Heidi, the venue and hotel limit offers limited capacities, and I think put it on our Christmas list for the future. Perhaps Atlas III, we will swim in money, and we can allow 5 people to come to the Atlas. But for the time being, let's be pragmatic. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Wolf. All right, let's continue with this then. So we now have the travel sorted out. The next thing is to just look at when the other working groups need to get into action and to start scheduling some timings for them as well. I would suggest that with regards to the sponsors, logistics, public relations, and return on investment working groups, we might allocate during the first overall call a section to be able to discuss when these will start, because I note that we don't have all of the chairs of the different working groups there. But the other thing I was going to ask is whether we need to also create a coordination team of the chairs of the different working groups that might have a biweekly call just to be able to coordinate between themselves. Any thought on the from the working group chairs?
Eduardo, can you give us an example of what you're thinking about with that?
So at the moment, as you know, each one of the working groups is going to work in parallel on things. Using each working group will have a weekly call. So each sub-working group will have a weekly call when they meet. But that brings them into silos, effectively. Now, I don't know whether, Eduardo, you think it's better to have a call of the whole, of all the working groups at the same time once a month, or whether it's better to have during, I don't know, 1 week out of two, a call of just the chairs of the sub-working group in order to be able to coordinate what's going on in each one of the working groups.
I will go with the second one, where we'll talk to the meeting with the chairs so they can update, you know, each one. Because if we have everybody there, it's going to be really kind of hectic.
Okay, thank you. So there'll be a meeting, a call biweekly, every 2 weeks? A call every 2 weeks of the working group chairs. I'm hoping that some of the people who were part of the Atlas One can help me on this, because I have no idea. You might have noticed, I have no idea how this was organized. So this is why I'm just going straight into the dark at the moment. I know that the Wolf is here. I know Sebastian has also entered the room. Could you please offer some guidance? Yeah, go ahead, Wolf. Wolf Ludwig.
Sorry, Olivier, I must admit I was for a moment not attentive. Can you repeat your question, please?
Hello, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. How was the call scheduled to organize the Atlas One?
Oh, the call schedule at the time, Wolf Logic for the records. At the beginning we had monthly calls. Then we said at the very end we need more. Then we went to biweekly, and I think the last 3 to 4 weeks we had weekly calls, and if needed even 2 calls a week. I remember Heidi was very stressed and involved, and it really at the last moment. We were ready, but I remember it was from ICANN's side. A lot of details couldn't be settled, clarified beforehand. And so on the very last moment, as they came back, etc. And as the last thing was sorted out 2 weeks before the summit.
Yes, Heidi.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Heidi for the record. So during the Atlas II, a major difference at that time was that the logistics team was a consultancy. It was an outside consulting firm, okay, that didn't know how ICANN sets up their meetings. This time we have the vast advantage of having the ICANN meeting staff who will be coordinating the logistics, and they have been doing so for months. And so it's going to be in-house. And it's also going to be in the same venue. So the first summit was in a venue that was about 2 streets away. So again, very different system going on here. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Eduardo and then Sebastian.
Yes, I want to talk about, since I put the charter together at the beginning, I just want to give you my thinking process on this. I put it in like, it looks like they are working in silos, but they are not. They're working in panels, but... what is going to drive this is once we know what we're going to do the week. So we have to watch very carefully that if we set up a deadline to have this skeleton of the agenda and events, let's say by the end of January, that we try to make that deadline. And we should watch that. And then, you know, because the public relations, we talk about it this morning. The logistics will be there, and you know, everything this will be driven by once we have this. So really, if we look at all the work that we're doing, the most important one right now is what Diana is going to be doing, and we have to watch that deadline because it will affect the whole thing. So having a meeting with all the chairs is good, but, you know, critical path is the events at this point. That's the way I see it.
Okay, thank you very much, Eduardo. Then Sebastian, and then Heidi.
I think you are first better prepared because you have more working groups than it was in Atlas One. You have already the agreement about the logistics, and you know that staff will handle that, the permanent staff of ICANN doing that, or the permanent staff doing the meetings. And when we organized that last one, it was just an experiment, and it was quite difficult to do that. But in the same time, there were two important or three important parts in the program. There was where we were all together, where we were in a working group, and where we were in RALO meetings. So those three type of meetings, and I guess you will do almost the same. A big difference, I guess, is that in London, and now with the experience, you will maybe have some big name or important person who will come, who are willing to talk to you or will come for that, and that will a little bit change how you want to set up the global part of the meeting. And you have to take into account when you have which type of rooms, because I don't remember now, but we negotiate with staff to have five rooms on Saturdays, and it's an important to bring that now, because the way you will organize and the way you will sequence the different event will need to take into account the logistic, and to I stop here, but I am available if you need my help for anything, to participate to a working group, to participate to one call, or to do something, or to say something, just ask and I will try to do my best to help you, because I really think that it's a very, very important event. And sorry, the last point is that we need to ask now maybe some specific time in Singapore to prepare London, not your usual way of doing things, but maybe you will need maybe you need half a day more to be ready, and then we need to ask that now for budget purposes, for travel purposes, and so on and so forth. But it's so important that we succeed in Atlas II, then you have to find anything you really need beforehand, and whatever you need to ask. You will not have everything, but I am sure that you will get a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. So another action item for the first call of the Atlas II working group in 2 weeks' time, to have on its agenda the preparation for Singapore, scheduling for Singapore. So the next thing on our agenda here is relo planning for General Assemblies, but I do realize also there is something missing in that agenda, and it's not only relo planning, but it's capacity building planning. I understand that our ELSs are going to arrive in London having done some work on the way. I hope that they will. This is the reason why the outreach working group is the capacity building working group is associated with this meeting that we have here. We have had some experience with Sandra and the leadership training program or orientation training program and the online learning tool, a learning platform, and this also needs to take off. Do we have a timetable for this? Tijani.
Thank you, Olivier. The capacity building working group asked already the staff to program a call as soon as possible. It will be not next week, but the week after. We are tasked to prepare a capacity building program. And this morning we talked about it, and we took the input from the RALOs about the tools, about how we can do it. And I hope we will be working on very, very soon. Now, coming back to the calls, how many calls a week, etc. For Summit 1, there was two kind of calls. There was the calls for the preparation and the calls of the groups, the thematic groups. And this is something that should happen here also. That's why our first call, in which we will agree on the themes, will lead to the formation or the constitution of groups, thematic groups. And starting from this time, we will those groups have to organize themselves and have regular calls so that they come to London with the themes already cooked.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. So this is also noted, and there will be a lot more calls then, I guess, than just once a week later on. Unfortunately, I have to go, and I'm going to have to hand over the session to Eduardo. Just a couple of things I just wanted, action items I wanted to add before leaving. The first one on the RELOs. For the RELOs, it is the RELO leadership responsibility to get their ALSs involved in the different working groups that we have here. And I think that one action item would be for the RELOs to send additional emails and perhaps even during the monthly call speak about the at-large summit and the importance to take part in those activities. That's one. The second one is with regards to the online learning platform. We need to get that thing working. I'm really sorry, but I'm very displeased with the way that this has been handled so far. With regards to the at-large academy, the learning platform has scored very poorly with everyone, and so we need to have a learning platform that not only has is functional, but has the courses and gets our ALSs to really want to come to London and to really want to engage. So by the time they're in London, they're already in the ICANN mood. They already know some of the what's going on. They already know what they want to discuss in London, and of course, much earlier than that, the online learning platform will actually help them getting engaged when, as Tijani mentions, the actual thematics are going to be discussed ahead of London. So that's the second one. The third one was also the consideration of the fact that we have had a number of announcements recently, as you've heard, with regards to the OneNet initiative and the Brazil initiative, etc., and there might be some follow-up that will be needed in London. So basically to keep in mind in the agenda program that we might have a session, and that's for Tijani, we might have a session that will deal with global governance issues. If that's not already something that is wanted by the participants, as we'll find out from the survey. I think that's the action items I've got in my head at the moment, and unfortunately I have to run. The rest of the program here just looks at the next steps, and I think we probably touched on most. But I'll leave you with RELO planning for general assemblies, since I think José Archie and RELO chairs wish to discuss that. Thank you.
Thank you, Oliver. This is Eduardo. This meeting is supposed to end at 1700, right? So we are. I'm going to take a few minutes, and then we will adjourn. But I just want to the leadership of every RALO to start thinking about your personal, your RALO agenda for the general assemblies that are going to happen during the week, during the summit. So, start talking with your RALOs and start talking about what things you want to talk about mid-year next year. Okay? So with that in mind, I'm going to adjourn the meeting, and I think there is another meeting coming in here, right? No? Yes? Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. Bye.